With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has told U.S. House lawmakers in New York that she has no knowledge of Jeffrey Epstein's crimes and does not recall ever meeting him. James Comer, the Republican chairman of the House Oversight Committee, stresses this is a bipartisan investigation.
The Democrats voted to subpoena the Clintons. The Democrats voted with the Republicans to hold the Clintons in contempt. So the Democrats have just as many questions for the Clintons as the Republicans. So this isn't a partisan witch hunt.
Comer says there is no doubt there were strong ties between Epstein and Bill Clinton.
We know that Jeffrey Epstein said many times in emails that he was the first person to raise money for the Clinton Initiative, the Clinton Foundation, that he solicited money at some of his properties for the Clinton Foundation. Again, that's not saying anything's illegal, but there are a lot of questions pertaining to Secretary Clinton with respect to Epstein and his involvement in the Clinton Initiative.
And today's testimony comes at the start of 2 days of depositions that will include former President Bill Clinton. Canada has announced that it's sending food aid to Cuba in the amount of $6.7 million U.S. dollars worth. The island faces both hurricane recovery and an escalating fuel crisis.
Foreign Affairs Minister Anita Anand has said the funding is aimed at addressing urgent needs and that she did not discuss the decision with Secretary of State Mark Rubio or other U.S. officials. The funding will be delivered through United Nations agencies instead of the Cuban government. The resident coordinator of United Nations in Cuba told the AP that fuel access was critical for their immediate response to Hurricane Melissa and more extensive operations. Cuba is facing an increasingly dire energy crisis.
And that is correspondent Karen Chamas reporting. This is SRN News. One California lawmaker moves to protect churches.
Republican State Senator Shannon Grove has introduced a bill that would increase the penalties for disrupting a worship service. The legislation is a response to the recent invasion of a Minnesota church by protesters opposed to President Trump's immigration policies. Grove's bill would impose felony penalties, including fines of up to $5,000 and 16 months in jail. Other states are considering similar measures. Michael Harrington reporting.
Religious freedom is a big priority for the Southern Baptist Convention, and Dr. Christopher Schellen is not surprised. The professor at Star King School for the Ministry in California says it's in the blood, adding Baptists face legal obstacles and sometimes violent persecution in the 13 colonies with established churches, and so they became fierce advocates for religious liberty during the American Revolution and the framing of the U.S. Constitution. This is SRN News. A new study is using physics trying to figure out exactly why sneakers squeak on the basketball court.
Scientists slid a shoe against a smooth glass plate over and over, filming it and recording the squeaking sounds with a microphone. As the shoe works hard to keep its grip, the sole changes shape thousands of times per second as it momentarily loses and then regains contact with the floor at a frequency that matches the pitch of the loud squeak we hear. These insights can help scientists understand essential questions about friction, which has important practical applications. The study was published Wednesday in the journal Nature. Keith Peters, Washington.
A lot of fluctuations on Wall Street this week. Big losses the day before and some gains yesterday. And now stocks are struggling yet again. The Dow right now is off by 65 points. The NASDAQ off by 358. And the S&P 500 is down about 53. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.